A stubborn upper-level disturbance has resulted in unsettled weather across the Northeast. Today, once again, we have pockets of heavy rain coming through the region, but by this weekend, the trend will be brighter and milder as this upper-level storm finally moves away and high pressure builds in from the north. But in the short term, we do have some rainfall across the area, and some of that rainfall is locally heavy once again this afternoon. So just like yesterday, we have the potential for some localized flooding as some of these downpours come through, but not everybody will see heavy rainfall as we work through the next few hours. Showers and storms will generally come to an end as we work into tonight. The sky will remain mostly cloudy, and we will have some areas of fog around, with temperatures generally in the 50s. Moving into the day tomorrow, that upper-level storm will finally move far enough to the east that the threat for heavy rain will end, though I can't rule out a passing shower tomorrow. Most areas will be dry. Now, it will be a bit gloomy, especially tomorrow morning, but as we go through the day tomorrow, high pressure will build in from the north. That will mix in some drier air, and that should allow for some breaks of sunshine to develop, especially during tomorrow afternoon. As we work through the day tomorrow, temperatures will rise up into the 70s. By Sunday, I'm expecting a brighter day as that area of high pressure really comes into full force. Temperatures will be generally around the 80-degree mark on Sunday. And moving into early next week, we'll see ridging develop in the upper atmosphere, and that should result in at least some dry weather during the first half of next week, and eventually a milder trend will develop as well. So temperatures Monday are likely to be again near 80 and should turn a little bit warmer in the Tuesday to Wednesday timeframe. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of lingering showers with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of morning clouds and increasing afternoon sun, small chance of a passing shower, high around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of lingering showers, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of morning clouds and increasing afternoon sun, small chance of a passing shower, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of lingering showers with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of morning clouds and increasing afternoon sun, small chance of a passing shower, high in the middle to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of lingering showers, some areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of morning clouds and increasing afternoon sun, small chance of a passing shower, high in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high around 80, and on Monday, mostly sunny, with highs again near 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.